You're listening to The Craig Carlisle Show.
104.5
WCJ. That's what I'm talking about. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, and welcome to The Craig Carlisle Show. Hope you're doing well today. I'm actually in studio today with my trainer, the trainer. I don't know of any other trainer out there that's any better. So, everyone, welcome, Dr. Wait a minute. There's a problem. You were disconnected. Please call in. What the host was disconnected. Hold on. Hold on. Let me All right, we're gonna start that again. Taylor, you there with me?
I'm here.
All right. And we're on the phone, we're checking it out. All right, so I love technical difficulties. They kind of suck, to be real honest with you. And I hope you're out there listening right now. This is the Craig Carlisle Show, and I hope you're having a good time, good day this afternoon. And said in studio with me, Taylor Williamson, the trainer, my trainer. I don't really care about the rest of the trainers out there, but he's my trainer. So if you're looking for a trainer, if you're looking for a way to get back into the training scene, get your body back in shape, a way to get to where you should have been probably 30 or 40 years ago in my case, this is the guy you should talk to. I'll tell you what. People need to follow you on Instagram because I know you're Combat Arts 99. So it's combat with a K, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
K-O-M-B-A-R-T.
B-A-T-A-R-T-S 99.
That's it. How come I don't hear you? You hear me well?
Yeah.
All right, because I can't hear you good in my headphones. This show is going to be extra good because we had all kind of technical difficulties. The conference line dropped and the show stopped and... Tell you what, we're going to play one quick commercial and I'm going to double check all of our connections and we're going to go from there. We'll be right back to Taylor Williamson. So please, while we're off, feel free to call in. We're going to take callers. I might even give away a CD or two from Andrew Hopkins from last week if you would listen. So the call-in number is 646-668-8485. That's 646-668-8485. We're going to take a really quick break and then we're going to come right back to you on the Craig Carlisle Show. And you can ask questions of Taylor. He's going to get into supplements. He's going to talk about what he's doing, what we're all doing, and what we all need to try to do. You'll be right back to the Craig Carlisle.
Hey, everyone. My name is Eric Tomlinson with the Tomlinson Group at Rancon Real Estate, where we design the sale of your home around you. With our nationwide network of agents, you and your family are at the center of every decision, conversation, and step of the journey to your next home. From hello to congratulations, selling your home with the Tomlinson Group at Rancon Real Estate is designed to both learn and surpass your expectations. Call me today at 951-970-6727. So we at the Tomlinson Group can begin surpassing your expectations today. We want to work for you.
How do you avoid pitfalls that will disrupt your life? My office is very good with helping families protecting assets, building wealth, college flexible plans, tax-free retirement, and so much more. I am Jontrice Wells with World Financial Group, licensed to help million-dollar families, businesses, and everyone in between. You can contact me at 951-757-4202 or email me at jw.nofamilyleftbehind@gmail.com. I'm about your family.
You're listening to My Dad on the Craig Carlisle Show, 104.5 WPJC, Parker J. Cole Entertainment.
Hey, we're back to the Taylor Williamson show or Cupcake Show. How you doing, Taylor? Tell everybody about what you do and how in the world that you even got started into the game. Because I mean, I look at you now. To me, you've always been this big rip rock of a guy. So how did you get
fluctuates?
It fluctuates. Well, it's like my belly. It fluctuates too, depending on how many cookies I eat.
Yeah. The diet you told me you don't have. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to work on that, right? Because I don't have any Quest cookies right now.
What?
Yeah. Well, see what happened was when I called an order from Amazon, the order was taking like forever to get here. So
really?
So I got
Prime?
Yeah, but I was a little frustrated, so I canceled the order. I thought I'd order for somebody else and then try to order for somebody else. I should just go back to Prime because I need the chips.
Yeah.
Because those who eat – okay, so those chips we're talking about, they're Quest chips, Quest products, and so
– protein chips, yeah.
I like the nacho cheese ones. To me, they're the best.
Yes, me
but
too.
I can eat like 4 or 5 bags at a time. I know you're probably not supposed to do that. But what, because it's just so light. You just kind of put them in your mouth. They just kind of blow up in your mouth, and you just like, okay.
That would be 100 grams of protein.
Well, yeah. So you said more protein, the better.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm trying to get to as much protein, you know, as you said, in ounces, right?
Yes.
Or grams.
Grams.
As you have a body weight.
Yes.
So I have a lot of body weight. So we just weighed in. It was, what, 253?
Yeah,
or something
like that.
But I don't feel like I'm 253. That's
you don't look 253.
Well, I appreciate it because I'm trying to do better. And I've actually done a lot of protein. And you have me drinking the Lean Whey Revolutionary Protein by Muscle Sport. And then that was 23 grams of protein. It's 120 calories. And I find that that's probably the best tasting protein I've ever had.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never had it.
I like it because it's my favorite. It's the cookies and cream. I mean, oh, yeah, the cookies and cream.
Tastes good?
Oh, dude, it's amazing.
Really?
It's amazing.
I might have to try some.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny, I like the best about it is that it's got the little cookie pieces in it.
Yeah.
And it's got chocolate chips in it as well. Oh, dude, it's amazing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then other stuff you have.
The BCAA, yeah, I like these.
Dude.
This I take.
You know, I actually give the BCAAs to the kids. And they're always asking me, you know, Dad, what's that purple stuff? Because it looks purple kind of in the water. But for those who don't know, the BCAA, they're supposed to help you do what exactly?
It's branched-chained amino acids.
Okay.
So it's the 9 essential aminos you can't get from food.
Okay. So, but what does it really do? Cause I drink
it's the building block of a protein molecule.
Oh, okay.
So protein has 23 amino acids in it.
Mm-hmm.
The BCA is the 9 important part your body can't produce itself.
Okay, so I like that myself because I drink it. You said I could drink it
all day, every
all day.
Day.
So you can't overdo it on these at all.
Not BCAs, no.
Okay.
Protein, you could.
Really?
It'd be hard on your digestion.
Really? Yeah, I don't think
can
I,
be.
I don't think I even eat enough protein because I really cut down on my diet since you know I've been back regularly since you got back from vacation because you were on vacation. I think I went on vacation too.
I saw the meals on Instagram.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Like, what's this dude eating?
Yeah,
over
those.
Here?
I'll eat everything.
Barbecue. And,
oh, yeah.
I saw the chicken one day.
Oh, it was good. It was
one
good.
Of your sons posted the chicken and I went, oh, okay,
yeah.
Some trouble when I get back?
Yeah, I did.
It wasn't chicken, it was fried chicken.
Fried chicken, yeah. I ate
fried
the skin
chicken.
Too.
I know. If you peeled the skin, it'd be happier. But
so the skin is. Well, see, that's what
skin's the bad part.
Yeah, but see, as a chef, that's the thing. Because have you seen to me thin chefs? Would you eat any food?
No, I've never seen a thin chef.
See,
no.
I don't even think I'd eat any food from a thin chef. But I guess it's the reverse, right? You can't really get a good workout from a thin or overweight trainer, too.
You could. I mean, knowledge-based, you certainly could.
Yeah.
I mean, the other guy, he's like 145 or something.
Yeah.
And he's really good.
Is he really?
The other trainer?
Yeah. Well, I haven't done that.
He does the totally opposite that I do, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel for anybody else that doesn't work out with you. I do. I mean, because I know what the results are that you have. And, you know, when I train with you, I feel so much better than even training by myself. I'm like, what did we do different? I feel like when I'm by myself, I'm like, okay. I feel like I've not gotten a good workout like working out with you.
Yeah.
So if I could figure out a way to do that every day, all day, oh, that'd be awesome.
Even I have a trainer. Everyone has a trainer. Like, to get pushed to a certain area that you need to be in on days you don't want to be there, that's where the trainer comes in. Like, you've got most of the knowledge down now. It's just the accountability of having someone there.
Yeah.
Like, today I get to go in and not work out by myself, and I get to have fun, and I get to learn something.
Oh, nice. Now, so where does the trainer go to get training? Do you ever feel that person is not as good as you, but you allow them to push you? I mean, how do they gain their respect?
Well, my trainer works at Selfmade, so he has his own business. He's on Instagram. He's on mine. You'll see the picture I posted with my trainer. I post with him.
Okay.
He's way smaller than I am. He's not a bodybuilder, big dude.
Okay.
He was a baseball player. So
really?
Yeah, he's lanky, strong, but he's not a bodybuilder per se.
Okay.
But his knowledge levels is very good.
Now, how did you guys connect? I mean, how did you find a trainer that you could respect?
Well, I work out at Planet. I don't like working out at my gym.
Okay.
He is a trainer at one of the Planets besides his own business, and I saw him in there one day training a bodybuilder that I know is a pro bodybuilder.
Mm.
I know this man competes. And it's very hidden. When you go and see our gym, you see the knuckleheads, you know, because they boast what they do.
Sure.
In a smaller gym that's not curtailed to hardcore people, no one says anything. I go in there, no one knows who I am.
Wow.
L.A., everybody knows everything.
Sure.
I go into Planet, and no one even looks at me sideways.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I like that. I don't have any attention on me.
Well, you're the trainer. You're one of the big guys in the gym.
At Planet, I'm one of the largest ones, yeah.
Yeah. People are, like, afraid to.
Because there's no hardcore guys that really go in there.
Really?
No. I like it. It's the opposite. It's empty.
Oh, wow.
And it's generally people there to do cardio or fat loss or something. There's no hardcore throwing the weights down, nobody grunting, nobody yelling in pajama pants with a weight build up. And I know some of the listeners probably do that, but that's, you know, that's older guys. It's, you see that, right? You know what I'm talking about.
You know,
there's the late 50 guys, and then you got the pajama pants on from Hulk Hogan and the flashy Hawaiian shirt.
For the hole in the bottom. Never
the holes in the bottom.
Yeah,
and they got
the
weight belt and the funny shoes.
There's the one dude we've seen from time to time, depending on what gym you go to. There's a guy that looks like a famous actor from back in the day.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what is he doing in this gym? Is he got a new role coming soon?
That's what I'm saying.
Or you know what? But if you're a famous actor, and I know you look at these gyms sometimes, try to be inconspicuous and incognito when you're in the gym, because you don't want people taking your picture while you're in there.
The North Hollywood gym of 24 Hour Fitness is where all the celebrities work out. So Nicole and I have been there because my friend used to manage that location before he got moved.
Okay.
And we would just sit there in awe and go, oh shit, look, it's Tom Cruise working out. You know, you just point around and then he's like, yeah, that's every day. And it's like, it's no big deal to him, but for us to see, you know, people in there in a regular gym.
Wow.
Because those guys obviously have so much money, they don't need to go to a regular gym.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of wondering why they're there.
That's what I'm wondering. If I had that kind of status, I'd be like, I need a trainer to keep me focused.
I mean, Hugh Jackman is in there one time, and I don't think he minded people taking pictures.
Really?
Because he's massive.
Yeah,
for the Wolverine?
Yeah.
He's yoked.
Yeah.
But if you're like on the smaller end and you don't want people to really know that you're only 5 feet tall, Tom Cruise, hint, hint. You probably don't want to be in a public gym because people are going to snap some pictures. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You might, in the movies, do your own stunts
and
get hurt. But when it comes to in the gym, you're not a big dude.
No, not at all. I can imagine. So what is your goal for your bodybuilding right now? Because, I mean, with you training, I mean, how do you – because you set goals for me. And so I know where I'm going that way. But you're a trainer. How do you set a goal for yourself?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, currently I'm at, did I show you my test results I just got?
No.
10.2% body fat. Yeah.
Wow.
So I want to try and keep that.
Yeah.
And maybe go back up to where it was in September. But it's hard to do that, though. It's hard to maintain a size when you bulk up and then keep it.
Yeah.
It's extremely difficult.
I can't even imagine. I mean, I'm sitting here with
the amount of food you have to eat is just crazy.
And so your food bill. Every month. What does it look like?
Well, we buy in bulk every Sunday because I prep so much food.
Yeah.
So we like to buy in bulk. So we'll buy 3 or 4 pounds.
Ooh.
I'll divide it into 8-ounce bags.
Okay.
And we'll put it in the fridge, and then we'll put a date on it to cook it for that day.
Okay. So you do a lot of prep. So those of you...
Every Sunday I spend 2 or 3 hours,
Okay. So those of you out there who want to do prep, or if you want to know what it takes to maintain or even get to a body like this, like what Taylor has, you've got to prep.
Yeah.
It's not like fast food. I go to McDonald's, I can order that chicken sandwich.
But you got to know which fast food you can go to when you need to.
Okay.
But if you can prep and take your food with you wherever you go, it's going to be better.
Wow.
It prevents you from cheating.
Well, so cheating you consider what? Is it just with bread on top or the bread?
Cheating would be anything to do that adds excess calories or sugar.
Okay, so french fries.
That's not necessary.
It's definitely a cheat.
French fries would be cheating, yeah.
Okay, so if you...
Which is my favorite... Side food, by the way. French fries, donuts.
Oh.
Those are my two favorite.
Yeah.
Right. I can't go anywhere without donuts and French fries.
You know what I found, though? I think you told me, I think it was last week or several, knowing you probably told me it 4 or 5 different times, but I heard your voice last night when I was craving something to eat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the devil on the shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Don't eat that.
Yeah. I really felt it bad last night.
Midnight. Don't eat that.
Dude, so what I ended up doing was I poured myself
a shake?
Yeah, one of these protein shakes, and I did that. And I
like that's good. That's okay.
And I really like that, because for me, those of you listening out there, again, you're listening to the Craig Carlisle Show, but, you know, call in, because otherwise Taylor and I are going to sit there and yap all day long. And we're going to enjoy that. We're going to have a great time, no doubt. And you can call in at 646-668-8485. That's 646-668-8485. Now, what I was saying, when I do these diets, I'm going to watch what I'm eating. I'm a snacker. So I want something to chew on. So if I'm not chewing on my dinner or protein meat, though that particular protein has the cookies in it,
mm-hmm.
It gives my body this, I'm excited now because I'm chewing on something.
And it tastes like real chocolate, but it obviously doesn't have a bunch of sugar.
No, it has no sugar. No, it's good.
So I love it. In fact, I get to the bottom, there's a shaker ball. It's got the little metal ring inside of it. I'll pull the shaker ball out. I'm trying to shake all the rest of the chocolate chips and the missing cookies out of it. And it makes me feel like I've done something, but I'm not cheating.
No, that's good.
How do you keep your diet together? How do you stave your cravings? I mean, I know it's discipline, mental, but...
It's all mental.
Oh, gosh.
100%.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no cheat. There's no secret. There's no magic bullet.
No. You got to just train yourself to eat a certain way that you're going to eat, or allow yourself to cheat a certain amount that you're going to cheat.
Sure. That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, when it comes to weekends, usually I'll go Saturday where anything goes.
Oh, I wish I could do that because I've had too many anything goes days. So I think for me though, I just think my stomach is the hardest piece right now. But I think my sides are coming down.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, how do you get the stomach down?
And stay on no sugar.
Stay on no sugar.
For as long as you can.
Okay. All right.
You can have a day like a Saturday if you go have a pizza and a beer. It's not going to kill you.
Yeah. But
you're gonna set yourself back a few days.
Yeah, I don't want that because I got to see you in a couple of days. So
yeah. You can. It just depends how much glucose and insulin you currently have. If you have zero and then you have a day where you have pizza and beer, it's going to skyrocket.
Mm.
But then if you spend the next 2 or 3 days getting rid of it, you're fine.
Now, because now tonight we're going, Ryan turned 14 last Friday. And so he wanted to spend, you know, his birthday at a Dave and Buster's with his friends. So we're going to do that after this. So,
well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun for them, but for me, I'm like already.
Oh, Mario Kart, get in the race with 20 people.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking of the food. I'm just worried about the food.
Dave and Buster's menu is not very healthy.
No,
I can tell you that.
No, because the prepaid meal we set up is hamburgers. I think there's some chicken nuggets.
Oh.
And pizza.
Oh.
So there's like nothing in there.
Do the hamburger no bun.
Hamburger
it's the best
no
you
bun.
Can do.
Like the cheese is good.
The cheese is fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Hamburger, no bun, and then limit the french fries.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. So if you have to french fry people like myself, it's like...
Yeah, I could eat french fries all day, every day.
See, that's the thing. But, you know, what's funny is I think I could do bread, the bun, more so. I think I could cut the fries off, no problem.
Oh, really? The bun?
Yeah, because I love the way the condiment soaks into the bread.
Oh.
You know, so you get that kind of...
Yeah.
It's a soggy bread kind of thing, but it's the ketchup in the bread or the ranch in the bread. And, I just...
See, I order all my stuff dry. So
really? No condiment at all?
No. Uh-uh.
Because of the sugar level in the condiment.
Yeah, because like Carl's Jr., I'll get the boneless, skinless chicken sandwich.
Okay.
No sauce, no anything, just the wheat bun and the chicken.
Oof.
That's it.
Now, okay, so...
If you're eating out, that's one of the healthiest places you can get. A
Carl's
salad
Jr.
would be better, but if you want a sandwich, Carl's is the way to go.
Really?
Yeah. They use a real chicken breast, organic. It's not fake. It's a real... It's
oh.
a real... 8-ounce breast.
Maybe that's why they're charging us like $95 for.
Well, they have a special 2 for $6.50 right now, so it comes out to $7.
Oh, so you can get this chicken sandwich.
You can get two of them for $7 right now.
Oh, see,
it's cheap.
Okay, so 90, and there's no skin on that one.
No, it's boneless, skinless.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So at least I won't feel
it,
so bad.
It comes with barbecue sauce, but if you tell them no barbecue sauce, you cut like 40% of the calories and the sugar and the fat.
40%?
Yeah, it's that barbecue sauce is outrageous. So it's a 1,200 calorie sandwich with the barbecue sauce. You cut it, it's like 580.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like half.
I guess that's the hardest thing for us all to really think about is when you're looking at calories, I would never have imagined the sauce.
Oh, the sauce kills everything.
So big. I mean, but guess what is the meat with no skin? It's just meat.
You can go to In-N-Out and get a lettuce wrap.
But you don't get the sauce, the Thousand Island sauce.
No, just... The hamburger and the lettuce.
Oh.
That's the cheapest way to go. You get a side of sauce.
Okay. But how
without them putting on it, just put it in a side. Ask them for a side. They'll give it to you.
Okay, and you're just going to dab it on just a little bit. Because that's probably a bazillion calories.
Tablespoon at a time. Yeah.
Now, a tablespoon is like a shovelful. I mean.
It's like one tablespoon.
Well, I don't even know.
That's enough.
How do you have tablespoons? Like a shovel. You know, like a big serving. Or maybe they call serving spoons. I'm sorry.
Servings, but yeah, shovels.
Yeah.
What, aren't those like 4 tablespoons in the serving spoon?
I don't know. I mean, that's why it's so big. It just comes all off the... You know, okay, so here's the frill. Thanksgiving is coming.
Yeah.
So...
You're in trouble.
Yeah. So I'm doing fried turkey. But there's no... Well... Is it the oil I'm frying it in that's going to be a problem,
Or is it, because there's no flour on it, it's just the turkey itself in the oil.
What oil?
It's a peanut oil.
Okay. Use a coconut oil, and it's super healthier, like massively.
Yeah, I don't know where I could find a big 25 gallons of coconut oil.
Wait, 25 gallons? Why do you need 25 gallons for turkey?
You need about at least, no, how much is that thing? It's probably like 5 gallons, huh? Maybe it's like 5 gallons.
For the turkey?
Yeah, for the turkey fryer.
Oh, you have a turkey fryer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's probably 5 or 10 gallons.
Okay.
So okay, yeah, so the only economical way is peanut oil.
Yeah, yeah, because otherwise that would be...
The coconut oil is very, very healthy.
Okay.
Extremely.
Okay.
It's an MCT oil.
MCT?
MCT is what it's called.
Okay, now for those of you like me who don't quite know what
that is... It's a medium-chain triglyceride. That's what that means.
Oh, so that's good for
there's saturated fats, unsaturated fats.
Okay.
It's an unsaturated fat.
Oh, nice.
So it's the healthy fat.
Okay, so I should be cooking in that instead
in
of,
healthy fat
instead
yeah.
of olive oil.
Olive oil is an MCT too.
Okay,
but peanut oil is not an MCT. Peanut oil is straight saturated fat.
Oh,
that's why I tell people don't eat peanut butter.
Oh, don't eat peanut butter.
No.
Oh, so I used to love
it's
peanut butter.
It's got a ton of saturated fat and sugar.
Oh, okay.
You can Vons and Kroger sell a no sugar peanut butter, crunchy or creamy.
Okay,
that's the only one I would tell clients to eat.
Really?
Yeah. And the saturated fat's real low because it's organic.
All right. So I need to get...
But it's expensive. It's like $5 for a tub or whatever.
So let's do this so we can help our listeners out there. If you're looking for things in your diet to help you with what to do and what not to do, can you help me long term? Let's put something together on the show where we're posting a lot of good diet plans, what to help people eat.
Oh, you get tons of that.
What not to eat. And if you go to a fast food joint, what to order, what not to order, because... Do like me. I got 5 kids, 4 at the house with me right now. We pull up at a fast food stop. I'm hungry. The kids are ordering stuff, and the fry smell is going through the car like it's like, yes. I need to help people understand what we as parents need to do to resist all of that and still be healthy. Because there's got to be a way to do it.
Yeah. It depends where you go.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the trick. That's the trick.
Chick-fil-A is pretty good, their sandwich. They have a wheat bun. Chicken sandwich.
Okay.
So you can find places.
Okay.
You just got to look it up.
Okay.
You know. For McDonald's, the triple, believe it or not, the triple cheeseburger is their healthiest item.
The triple cheeseburger?
The triple cheeseburger. Instead of the salad. Barring the salads, if you get into just sandwiches, their triple cheeseburger is the healthiest.
Wow.
Under 7 grams, if you get it with no sauce, which is no mayonnaise, no ketchup, no anything, just dry with the cheese, 7 grams of sugar, that's it.
Wow. Well, the sad part is, why would you imagine there'd be sugar in the meat?
Well, it's in the bun.
Well, in the bun, so if you don't
eat
the
bun.
It's
in the bun, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's not too bad then.
No, you can have, their bun's pretty low.
Wow.
It's not that bad.
Maybe because it's so flat.
Yeah.
Those buns are not very big on those cheeseburgers. But it's not too bad. I guess my kids...
It's the healthiest you're going to get if you're stuck somewhere to eat at McDonald's.
Okay.
That's the thing. You wouldn't want to go to that every day, but if you're traveling somewhere and you need to go to McDonald's, now you know the healthiest item you can get is the triple. It's not healthy in general, but it's the healthiest you're going to get at that location for that restaurant.
Okay. So it's a better way, but it's healthy.
It's got a lot of protein, too.
Well, it's
38 grams.
That's not bad. That's almost as much as that.
I usually eat 2 of them.
Really?
2 of the triples.
Okay, so that's almost as good as, like, what, 2 servings of protein?
It'd be 80 grams of protein almost, so three scoops of the protein, yeah.
Okay, nice. So I think it's a really good way for us all to find out what we can do and what we can't do.
I mean, it's not amazingly great, but it's if you're stuck between a McDonald's and a Wendy's, go to McDonald's.
So you said I shouldn't have
or
fries?
Or McDonald's and a Burger King, go to McDonald's.
So no fries?
No fries, yeah.
Oh.
Fries do not count.
And what about the soft, no soft serve?
No sauce. No soft serve, no shakes. Yeah, can't have any of that.
Just water too, right?
You can have diet soda.
Oh.
I know. Got to get used to it.
Oh, no, I'm good. I
drink BCAAs.
Yeah, that's what I
do.
Just
take BCAAs on a road trip?
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Well, we're going to be going to the Bay Area pretty soon, like next month, at the end of the month for a quick turnaround trip. I'll be having to bring my protein, my BCAAs, and lots of water bottles.
What part of the Bay Area?
Going to Oakland, actually.
Oh. I'll be up there by Discovery Bay.
Really? What day?
Right after Christmas, before New Year's, okay. Going to see my friend MJ.
Okay, so we're going to be there just before. In fact, there's a young lady coming on at the quarter past the three quarter past the hour. Shel T, where Shel T's Funny Comedy Corner. She's actually from the Bay, and it's her DVD taping of her comedy called So Many Hats, and it's pretty awesome when we do that recording up there. We're just going to drive up, support her for her first recording, and we're going to come on back. And
taking the kids too.
Oh yeah, somebody's going to help me drive. I guess I probably need to get him a learner's permit by then, right?
The 10th grader?
Yeah. Caden, he's going to be...
Has he done his driving school?
Not yet. So we have some work to do between now and the 22nd. So if I can get him a permit, he can get a lot of hours.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I can stand that myself. I may be called nervous. We may have to wait till we get back. In fact, we're going to go to a quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to... The Craig Carlisle Show with my guest in studio, Dr. Taylor Williamson. And we'll be right back. Doctor.
You're listening to My Dad on The Craig Carlisle Show, 104.5 WPJC.
Does your business need to rank higher on the Google search engine? Do you want everything that your company touches to turn to gold? If you've answered yes to either of those questions, you need to contact Bright Media House. Generating relevant customer leads is critical to increasing sales and growing your business. By figuring out which online sales and social media marketing channel to use and how to use them can be overwhelming, especially when you have a business to run. Digital marketing is something every business owner and marketing manager needs as a part of their strategy. For more information, go to www.brightmediahouse.com or email us at info@brightmediahouse.com.
Who you hire as your realtor matters. You need a realtor who looks out for your best interests and not their own. Marie Clark with Allison James Estates is a full-time realtor, specializing in helping first-time homebuyers in Temecula and the surrounding area. She is also a ministry leader. Today, why don't you choose Marie Clark to buy or sell your next home? Please call 951-265-6259.
You're listening to My Dad on The Craig Carlisle Show. Are you listening?
Are you listening?
I'm listening. The question is, are you listening?
Sometimes.
Why aren't you listening all the time?
I don't know.
The show ain't all the time.
And you're back to The Craig Carlisle Show. Again, in studio, I've got Taylor Williamson. It's like, Taylor, I was like, my gosh, the time is already halfway done. So we're going to talk health, fitness.
All right.
So we never quite got to where you're going, and help us getting us to where we're going. Again, it's holiday season, too, so it's a couple of things we got to talk about. So with you going into, as you're preparing for what's next for you, how do you get through holidays? So we got to fight through.
But it's easy for me because I don't eat any of the stuff people cook.
So you wouldn't eat, if I fried chicken, I brought you some fried turkey, you wouldn't eat the turkey.
I would only eat the turkey without the skin, yeah.
Okay.
And
okay.
I don't eat mashed potatoes, I don't eat green beans, I don't eat cauliflower, I don't eat any of that stuff.
Oh, gosh.
I hate it all.
You hate it all?
Yeah, so Thanksgiving's easy for me.
And Christmas is easy.
The only thing I'll eat is the turkey and stuffing. And the stuffing's got to be, I'm very picky.
Ooh, the stuffing's tough, too, because it's cornbread.
Yeah, so it's got to taste a certain way, and it's got to have a... You know, not be extravagant with a bunch of extra stuff in it that people like to put. Like, you can't have the raisins because the raisins is a ton of sugar.
So who puts raisins in stuffing?
Rednecks.
Oh. I have never seen that before.
No,
life.
You haven't?
No.
You had to come over and play.
No. Now, I've seen raisins in, what is that?
It actually makes it really good.
In the stuff?
Yeah. It's super good.
Wow.
But it's a ton of sugar. Raisins have the most amount of sugar out of anything.
Really?
Yeah, grapes?
Yeah.
Pure sugar. 100%.
Grapes too?
Yeah.
Oh, see.
If you grab grapes, you see the guys walking down a vegetable out of a grocery store, and they open in the grapes, and they just start eating while they're free.
Yeah. Well, they are, because the package is open.
You're right.
So... Because it made me feel bad, because I just had a bunch
That's like a ton of... If you want a sugar rush, just eat a bunch of grapes.
Oh, see, I didn't even know. Because I just had a basket of grapes here 2 nights ago. I kind of ate it across 2 days. And I thought, what's
You're
fruit?
You're not supposed to be eating grapes.
I didn't.
I told you that.
You probably did.
I know I did.
Yeah.
No grapes, no bananas, no oranges, no apples.
No oranges?
No. You can do strawberries, blueberries, blackberries.
Okay, I remember that part.
You can do those.
Yeah, I remember that part. Cause I remember no...
You got to stay away from the high fructose. Fruits.
Okay. All right. Because you
won't lose body fat if you're eating sugar all the time.
Well, that makes sense because I've been eating a lot of grapes. But no bananas. I remember the no bananas.
Yeah. Grapes are worse than bananas.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Grapes are the worst. Then it's oranges, and then it's apples, and then it's banana. Banana at least has a lot of potassium, but
yeah.
It has a lot of sugar.
Oh, okay. All right, so what we're going to do in this show is we're going to set a diet plan and things, foods to eat and foods not to eat, especially going into the holidays.
So Thanksgiving you can have potatoes. That's okay.
Okay.
Potatoes are fine. What else do you make?
Well, I do the dressing, the stuffing.
Okay.
And then I'll just warm up a ham because we don't put a bunch of extravagant stuff on a ham. I'm not into the whole, you know.
Glaze.
No.
And all that, yeah.
No. I'm not good with that. Pineapple. No. I just won't do that. And then what else will I have? We'll make some cabbage.
Okay. That's okay.
And the kids' favorite mac and cheese. And so our mac and cheese is a loaded mac and cheese. And by the time we get it out of the sheet pan, it's about 12 pounds. I could probably do curls with it, you know, because the pan is so heavy.
Are you going to do gluten-free noodles?
What's that?
Gluten-free noodles for the Max.
I didn't even know.
For the Max.
I didn't know.
Because the cheese, you can do. Cheese is easy.
Oh.
But for the noodles,
mm-hmm.
you should have gluten-free.
I didn't know they had such a thing.
Of course. They got wheat-free, gluten-free pasta. It's the only pasta I eat.
Okay.
I texted you a box one time of what it lists.
You probably did.
It's made from lentils or beans.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you have to know. Sometimes I get the stuff. The stuff you told me to do, I'm doing pretty good with that stuff.
Yeah, the pasta is easy. There's like five different kinds. You can get a lentil, a black bean, a pinto, and then dami. There's all kinds that they'll make pasta out of.
Ooh, okay.
But it tastes like real pasta. Like my mother's Italian homemade. It tastes just like that. Can't even tell it's not wheat.
Okay, now remind me again, because I'm going to go shopping probably Wednesday or Thursday, so I see you Wednesday.
Yeah.
Let me know which one of those pastas to get, because we're going to post that. In fact, we're going to just have you just do, you know, the Coach's Corner, and we'll just do that on a regular basis of what to eat, what not to eat, how to do this thing, because I think for me it's really easy to forget some of this stuff, because you get to buy it, and the kids ask for it, and you kind of go, okay, whatever, and we just pick it up and go. Old habits.
Yeah, you got to have a plan.
Yeah.
I never go into a grocery store without knowing specifically what I'm getting.
Well, so I have that. But the problem is I get the other stuff that I'm probably not supposed to have. I'll get, because I don't like to just roam the aisles, because the kids.
I never do that.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
I go specific, in and out.
Yeah.
Hit and run,
you got to. Because Albertsons and I are real fast friends. So I get in there, and I love at the checkout center. I got the guacamole already sitting there. Oh, yeah. Guacamole in there. But you said avocados are good for you.
Yeah, you can make your own guacamole.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Isn't it expensive?
No.
Avocado?
It's not that bad. It's like $2.
Okay, because I'm going to buy it in the wrong spot, because Albertson, their stuff's a little on the pricier side sometimes.
Yeah.
But some friends of mine have given me some avocados. I made some of my own stuff, which was really awesome. I like that. And I have some friends out there who own an avocado orchard.
Oh, really?
I need to talk to him again. I haven't talked to him in a little while, but I need to get connected with him because we need that.
I'll take that. Avocados are expensive. I could $1 for a large avocado.
Oh, gosh. No, can't do that. How do you change your workouts during the holidays? Do you turn up during the holidays? You kind of wait and kind of let it go back?
I usually don't work out. Like my birthday, which is Thanksgiving, or the day after, I won't work out.
Okay, so you're a Thanksgiving?
I might Saturday, but probably not. Probably not till Sunday.
Okay. So I need to, because I'm trying to find a way as we're all helping our way through that. I mean, because you're gonna have that whole post eating kind of depression. Oh, I ate too much. I shouldn't do that. And we just power straight through Christmas and do the same thing all over again with all the pies and all the cakes and all that stuff.
Well, if you're gonna do all that, you got to go right away to the gym.
Yeah.
Like two a days.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
I don't eat like anything, it's easy for me.
Oh yeah.
The worst I'll eat is the turkey. Maybe like a half a cup of stuffing, maybe.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll try to make that gluten-free
mac and cheese. Yes.
Well, if we put enough cheese on it, it's going to taste...
It'll taste good.
Yeah.
I made it.
Well, I'm actually excited.
Gluten-free mac and cheese. I made it with sharp cheddar.
Okay, because we do. Is there any cheeses I need to stay away from?
No, they're all about the same.
Okay,
just get a skim or a low fat,
skim
if possible.
Okay,
because
I usually do about 4 different types of cheese in the Mac. I don't know why we got in that habit, but I'll do 4 different types.
Yeah.
And my son likes to help me cook with that one, so that one's gonna be easy. We'll add some eggs, and eggs are not bad.
Eggs are good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, because we do the eggs and kind of make a like a sauce. And melt the cheese and the eggs together and pour that over the mac and let it bake. And then we'll...
I had a bad meal last night.
What'd you have?
We went to BJ's and I had the buffalo chicken grilled cheese sandwich.
Ooh, and you ate the bread?
Yeah, I ate the bread. It was sourdough.
Oh, man.
But it was good. It was 7 cheeses and boneless, skinless chicken in the middle.
Wow.
It was good.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was good.
But that's been your only cheat meal problem for the whole month.
I ate bad at the expo. On the Saturday.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Because we met a friend of mine and Nicole's sister came, and we went to the Brew Project that
yeah.
I told you about that
yeah,
I
yeah,
love.
Yeah.
So had a couple beers, and I ate their grilled cheese.
Okay.
But that
okay.
was, I guess those 2 meals have been it for like 6 weeks.
Oh, so, but you're getting prepped. So what's next on the schedule for you? What are you going to do next?
I don't know. Probably just, I don't have a goal other than going to the LA Expo at the end of January.
Okay.
So I don't know when I'll get into looking at competing or anything.
You know what would be interesting?
I don't know. My schedule's crazy. So
yeah, you're all over the place, man.
Yeah. So it's hard to dedicate a good 12, 16 weeks for something.
Yeah.
It's very tough.
Yeah. Yeah, because we've been working out together since, what, June-ish?
July? End of May, yeah.
End of May. And I think it's been, you know, I had that fall off in September. We kind of hit the curb and we had to kind of restart and everything, but... I think it would be cool if we get some of your clients to be able to track their performances against each other for some type of group win.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I have one client, she texts me, she's new, every day. She texts me her progress, a copy of her Fitbit,
yeah.
what she's doing, her food. And I don't ask her to do it, she just does it every day.
Yeah.
So we've trained 2 weeks. Today she sent me a text of her analysis. She's
mm-hmm.
lost 5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
2% of body fat and gain 2 pounds of muscle.
And so you
in 2 weeks.
And you always control.
And she's on
people.
The same stuff you're on.
Same
BCA, same protein, same everything.
Well, that's awesome. I think people who.
But she meal preps every day. She doesn't, you know, she's very strict. She cooks the regimented food.
Wow.
She takes an ice pack like I do when I bring it to work.
Yeah, yeah.
She's
yeah.
very dedicated. She gets up at 5 a.m. every day, does an hour of cardio.
Wow.
And then goes and does weights at night.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I think she'll make it through Thanksgiving and Christmas,
yeah.
no problem.
But I don't talk about her too much because then people get the expectation that they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But she's on the very high end. Like
mm-hmm.
Luis that lost 200 pounds.
Sure.
Dude was doing 3 a days and full keto.
Wow.
For 6 months.
And do you recommend the keto for people?
I do. If they're overweight, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. And how long does it take for your body to kind of kick into that?
2 to 3 weeks.
2 to 3 weeks.
And it's a miserable 2 to 3 weeks.
Ooh.
Switching from carbs to fat burning is an excruciating process. It's extremely difficult.
Wow.
It's hard.
But is it worth it? I mean, I know you've seen people
turn. Well, yeah, you're not going to burn a huge amount of body fat without it.
Wow.
You got to have no insulin and no glucose, and then you're just burning pure body fat the entire time. So when I started switching to burning 12, 13 hours of fat a day,
mm-hmm.
that's how I did it.
Wow. Now, do you stay on the keto most of the time yourself?
I am, yep. I'm on a modified where I fast 17 hours a day.
Wow.
That's how I maintain 10% body fat and still cheat because I fast. That's how I'm able to have a grilled cheese last night
yeah.
and then fast all day today.
Yeah.
It'll be gone by tomorrow.
Yeah, you need to write that book. you need to write that book.
Yeah, fasting is a very good technique, but it's very difficult to do. It mentally, it's excruciating. You have to avoid... Since you eat no later than 7 p.m., the next meal don't eat until noon or 1 p.m. So going all night is easy. You're asleep.
Sure.
When you wake up, if you naturally eat breakfast for every day of your life,
yeah.
cutting that out is huge.
Wow.
It's a huge change. So you have to do it in small increments. You can't just do, you know, 12 hours the first day. You have to do 2 hours, 3 hours, 4. You got to build a tolerance to it.
Mm. In about 2.5 weeks before your body kicks in and pays attention.
For a full keto where they're burning fat? Yeah. And then you can start adding in fasting once you're comfortable.
Ooh.
But once you do, it's amazing.
It's a good.
I never feel have more energy on days when I completely fast. I have the most amount of energy I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
Because your body's really getting after that.
Your body's using pure fat as a fuel source.
Wow.
So once you're, it's like switching from high octane gas to low octane. Once you switch to high octane, your body runs so much smoother. So much smoother. Now, some people have to have some amount of carbs.
Sure.
Like, they just don't have the ability mentally to not be on a carb diet.
Sure.
So in that case, if you do low concentrated complex carbs, a cup of rice a day, one potato a day, then you're okay.
But that's not actually that much carbs.
No. Then one client, she does a potato or rice just at lunch every day. It's about 50 grams of carbs a day, complex.
Wow.
And that's it. And she runs great. But she tried zero and she couldn't do it. It was too hard. It made her want to eat sugar, which it does do that. Your body will make you want to eat. If you're used to running on sugar and carbs, it will force itself to make you do that. You have to basically isolate yourself somewhere in the desert where you don't have access to that.
So the supermarket or anything.
Yeah.
No A&P and mini market.
It's hard.
Wow.
But the low carb works very good for her.
Yeah, because I saw one of the young guys at the church. He went on keto.
Yeah.
And there's another lady, too. She went on keto, and I hadn't seen him for like a month. Came back, and I'm like, I didn't recognize who they were.
They lost so much weight.
Dude.
Told you. Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's incredible. And then once you hit a sticking point with keto, that's where the fasting comes in.
And it really takes you over the top.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Do you find that it would be hard to kind of come off of a keto thing for you? I mean, not for most people, but I mean, to kind of...
Getting off keto is super easy.
Okay.
Getting back on is tough.
Ooh.
So, like, after last night, my body usually takes 3 to 5 days to get rid of that sugar.
Okay.
Some people, if they're younger, can do it in a day. Some take 2 weeks. It just depends where you're at.
Wow.
And knowing yourself. It takes me 2 to 3 days to get that. And that I have to fast a lot for 2 days after.
Do you feel it? How do you feel it right now?
I take a glucose monitor,
okay,
like for diabetics take, and I measure my blood.
Okay. But
or a test strip, you pee on it, and it tells you your pH of your ketones.
Okay.
And that's how I know how many days it takes. If I have one beer and a piece of bread, which is the sourdough,
okay,
it'll take me 2 to 3 days.
Wow. And do you feel any different in your body, kind of like
The first day, no. Like today, I feel fine because I ate it last night.
Okay.
But come tomorrow, I'll feel it.
Wow.
I'll feel that my body is burning off the insulin and sugar instead of fat. Yeah.
You feel like sluggish? Or?
Oh, very. Very tired, very sluggish. Yep.
So definitely. So would you?
Very drained, not as strong.
So you're almost saying like once you're on a keto-based diet, you almost don't want to come off because you feel so good.
Yeah, for the most people, yes. Now, some people can't adapt to the keto. It's too hard for them to not run on simple sugars and carbs.
Sure.
In that case, they could do a modified low-carb fasting, which isn't purely keto. Vegans have the best, easiest time going to keto.
Okay, because they're vegetarian. They're
right.
No.
The conversion is for paleo, vegan people. It's super easy to get on keto. They can hop on and hop off with no trouble at all. Zero.
What's the difference between paleo and keto?
Paleo has more high-end food sources than a keto does.
Okay.
So a keto diet is more focused on good fats like coconut oil and those types of things for eating for your food, where paleo is more of like the caveman diet of meat, potatoes, vegetable.
Oh.
The paleo is more traditional bodybuilding diet. It's heavier.
Oh.
It's heavier on your digestive system. Keto is easier.
Okay. So you probably, with that, take fiber supplements and things like that.
Always.
With the paleo.
You should do that anyways, with anything.
Well, you told me that.
Once you start
that,
taking protein, you got to add up the fiber.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We do a lot of fiber in this house. At least I do anyway.
Yeah.
I was going to make sure the kids are regular because I don't want to have any problems. Because kids tell me, my stomach hurts. Well, no. You need to go.
You'll know how much you retain if you get a colonic.
Really?
Yeah. Like if you take protein for like 4 months and you're eating a gram of protein, you can find out how much fiber you have by getting a colonic because you can see it and the practitioner, the nurse, tells you how much matter you're holding.
Wow.
Last time I had mine done, I held 9.2 pounds of waste.
Wow.
So that day, I was 9 pounds less after.
Wow.
And I get that done like every other month.
I guess Ice Cube was right when he said he felt 10 pounds lighter.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. It's uncomfortable when they do it. They fill your gut up with water, and then they drain it out. And they do that 4 or 5 times. They flush your intestines out. Ooh. And your colon.
Yeah.
But to see how much waste you hold is mm-hmm. crazy. It was a crazy experience.
But
the first time was nuts. I never believed that I held that much.
Yeah. But how did you feel afterwards when that stuff
was incredible.
Really?
It's incredible. It's the best feeling ever.
Wow.
You feel like your stomach is as flat as it's ever been, like you're 21 years old.
Wow.
Even though you have body fat,
yeah.
it's not hard. Like if you eat and you
yeah.
push in on your stomach and it's hard and
yeah.
bloated,
yeah.
you don't have that once that waste is gone.
Really?
It's incredible. It's the greatest thing in the world.
Would they recommend doing it regularly or not? So,
it depends if you have high constipation like I do
okay.
or you hold a lot of matter from protein,
mm-hmm.
then yeah, you gotta get it done.
Okay.
But if you're regular, like Nicole goes 2 or 3 times a day,
sure.
she never needs one.
Okay. She's going to tell you, don't she's say that on the radio.
She's
don't
totally
tell people
say
that.
But it's live. It's not recorded, so she'll never know. I know the difference between the Tuesday show and the Saturday show. Tuesday show, I got to be careful with what I say. Saturday show, it's live. Say whatever I want. She'll never know. Unless she's listening to it right now at Pechanga.
Oh,
in which case,
man.
I will be getting a phone call
yeah.
as soon as the show's over.
Yeah. So, Nicole, how you doing? Hope you're out
yeah.
there. I tell you what, you got to
love
it.
She probably is listening.
She
I told her to stage it.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to go to a quick break, and we're going to come right back with Shel T's Comedy Corner. Shel T, I know you're out there. I see you waiting on hold. We'll be right back with Shel T's Comedy Corner. You've been listening to the Craig Carlisle Show with my guest today, the trainer, the coach, Dr.
Yeah. Anybody can feel free to hit me up, and I'll give them advice. So
please.
They can message me on Instagram.
Please. Give them the Instagram handle again.
It's KOMBATARTS99.
Okay, and we're going to do this on a regular, making sure we partner together now. And I want to be able to take the things that you're telling us and reminding me of and put it on the
yeah.
diet for people. We'll put it together and
sure.
put it on the Instagram.
I can explain different diets. We can modify it.
Perfect. Perfect. And we'll be right back from break with Shel T's Comedy Corner.
You're listening to My Dad on the Craig Carlisle Show. 104.5 WPJC. You're listening to My Dad on the Craig Carlisle Show, 104.5 WPJC, Parker J. Cole Entertainment.
How do you avoid pitfalls that will disrupt your life? My office is very good with helping families protecting assets, building wealth, college flexible plans, tax-free retirement, and so much more. I am Jontrice Wells with World Financial Group, licensed to help million-dollar families, businesses, and everyone in between. You can contact me at 951-757-4202 or email me at jw.nofamilyleftbehind@gmail.com. I'm about your family.
Hey everyone, my name is Eric Tomlinson with the Tomlinson Group at Rancon Real Estate, where we design the sale of your home around you. With our nationwide network of agents, you and your family are at the center of every decision, conversation, and step of the journey to your next home. From hello to congratulations, selling your home with the Tomlinson Group at Rancon Real Estate is designed to both learn and surpass your expectations. Call me today at 951-970-6727 so we at the Tomlinson Group can begin surpassing your expectations today. We want to work for you.
You're listening to My Dad on the Craig Carlisle Show, 104.5 WPJC, Parker J. Cole Entertainment.
And we're back with the Craig Carlisle Show. And this segment here, it's a new segment we've got to go into now. We've got to call it the Shel T's Comedy Corner. Shel T, are you out there?
I am out here. Oh, my gosh. This is an awesome segment, awesome conversation. I am so glad that he is there. I've been trying to get Craig to eat quinoa forever.
Yes. Yes. The man will not do it, but he should.
Oh, so now you got Taylor on your side. Now,
yeah.
What's up with that?
Kenwa's very good for
now.
You. Yeah, Kenwa's very good for you.
Oh.
It
yes,
didn't taste the greatest.
Did you hear that, Shel?
It didn't taste the greatest, but.
Well,
Well, Taylor says it doesn't taste that great, so there.
Yeah.
I'm going to cook it for you, too.
Yeah, I know, but I have to wait till January.
I'll eat it.
She's coming out in January.
Yeah.
And so I don't have to have it till January, so there. Ha, ha, ha.
They sell it down here. I'll get him some.
Yeah, get him some and make him eat it, because what he was just talking about is so important, and I think everybody needs to get their minds wrapped around going to poop. You need to poop in your life.
That is very true. The more
you
the better.
You've got to poop in your life.
the more the better.
I need people to take off the shield and let the poop go, because we're talking about real life. That's seriously funny. You guys, people kill me with the whole, oh, I don't poop. You act like it's something we're not supposed to do. We are. Some of you guys are not even overweight. Some of you guys just need to fart real good. If you fart real good, you lose 30 pounds.
Yeah, I'm definitely pro-poop.
You gotta get it out. You gotta let it go. Let it go. Let it. Don't hold on anymore. Because I'm telling you, a lot of you be a whole lot healthier if you just poop 2-3 times a day.
That is very true.
Because when we're kids. Because my kid right now, she won't go to the bathroom. I won't go to the bathroom at school. You're gonna explode. One day you're gonna explode. You're gonna stand too close to a fire and you're gonna explode. I need you.
I won't go in public places either, though.
But I'm telling you, but you got to get it out. When it's time to go, you got to let it go. The pretty girl sitting at the table, she needs to pass gas. Her whole face swelling up. She feels like she's having a heart attack. Let that gas out of you. It is gas. Free your mind and the rest will follow. I'm just saying.
Are you saying that people are full of poop? Is that what you're saying?
That people are full of poop. That's the problem. Because see what happens, correct or wrong, Taylor, but our bodies, we guys are amazing. You guys knew that we were going to eat things we weren't supposed to eat. And so our bodies create this protection mechanism called fat. And that fat, it comes around those things we're not supposed to eat to protect it from destroying the rest of our body. I tell people all the time, I'm not fat, I'm just overprotected. That's all.
I like that. Overprotected. I'm going to use that. I'm not fat, I'm overprotected.
We got to get healthy. So, Taylor, you're going to be my eyes and ears on the ground when it comes to that guy. He's going to eat quinoa. Quinoa will make you go too. Quinoa will make you move something. And I'm not talking about damn food.
It has a lot of fiber, yeah.
It will make you move something, I'm telling you. Yes, but we gotta stay healthy. Get the stuff out of you, put the right things in you, and I'm telling you, you'll feel a whole lot better. Yes, you will.
So I thought Taylor was gonna be on my side and say, oh no, quinoa is one of those what do you call those funny little sayings, MC Hammer things?
MCT?
Yeah, it's it.
Yeah. Quinoa is good for you.
That's your problem. That's what he's hearing. Don't touch this.
It may not be pleasurable to eat, but it's good for you.
Yeah, but like you said, I can't touch this. I can't.
But it is. I'm going to come cook it for both of you. So when I come out there, Taylor, I'm going to cook it for you, and I'm going to cook it for Craig. And you have a whole new outlook on the quinoa craze. You'll be crazy for it. But, yeah, I just say, you know, real life, that you got to keep it pushing.
You eat all that fiber. I'll have to push something out. Oh my gosh!
If you get regular, you won't even have to push. I'm a connoisseur of the release.
No, you don't fall.
You breathe it out. Taylor, tell me if I'm wrong. If you
breathe properly, the milkshake consistency is what you're looking for.
Yeah,
I've told Craig that before. Look in the bowl, see what your consistency is. Yeah. If it looks like a chocolate milkshake, you're on point.
So
that's how it should
be.
If it's clumpy and like drops, you're in trouble.
Oh, see, you can't be afraid to look, Craig.
If it looks like tree bark, Like you're in the mountains and you're running, upon pine cones and tree bark.
Yeah.
If it looks like that, you're in trouble.
I'm in trouble.
No, you want it the milkshake consistency like from In-N-Out or McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
But I thought that was when you had diarrhea.
I know.
No. When your digestion system is really, really smooth,
yeah,
it'll be a milky milkshake consistency.
Yeah,
in color.
It'll flow.
It'll
like
flow. It'll go right on out.
Like smooth. A rapper at Coachella, it will flow.
That's right.
What does that song say? From a milkshake, bring on a
Kellis. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
The milkshake, bring on the boys to the yard. Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
see
Chelsea,
what you guys got to do. Start investing in some better toilet paper so you can appreciate the experience.
Oh, yeah. You gotta get that ultra plush. That's what I have.
Yeah.
17 ply.
Like, oh.
Yeah, 17 ply. Otherwise, you're going to rub yourself raw.
Yeah.
Tell everyone about your So Many Hats show coming up next month on the 22nd.
Man, I am doing my first live stand-up comedy special, So Many Hats. It is a live DVD taping in the city of Vallejo, California, at the historical Empress Theater. I just left there and met with the performers that are going to be on the show. It is going to be phenomenal. It is going to sell out. If you are in the area and you want to see something funny, oh my gosh, you need to get your tickets now. You can get them at shellettfunny.com. shellettfunny.com. I will be empty and loose that day. So I'll be moving quite a bit on the stage. I will be free to move about the country on that day. And if you eat right, you can fart and won't nobody even know about it. I just want to put that out there.
Who else is going to be opening up for you?
We got Anika Evans is coming through. We have Tamara Edwards, a phenomenal songstress. Salachi Vaz, as well as Tiffany James, will be hosting the night. It is going to be bananas.
And remind us again, what time, what day of the month, what time should they be there standing out front with the ticket in hand? Don't wait till the day of.
Don't wait till the day of. You'll be angry. December 22nd at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5. And if you get there on time, you'll be there on time. Glory to God.
Make sure you poop first.
Poop first, because you're going to be laughing.
Right.
And if you got something stuck up in there, it's going to get, it'll be released. And people aren't going to, because I don't know what you've been eating. If you ain't been eating right, people going to know. I tell
that
you,
that is so crazy.
If you do it while you're at church and you're eating right, you can wait till the drummer hits the beat the right way. Let it go. No one will ever know. It'll be between you and Jesus.
Again,
speaking of which, I think pooping in a church is the best place to go.
Because you get forgiven.
Yeah, you get forgiven. And it's quiet. No one's ever rude. It's always clean. Have you ever noticed the bathroom in church is always super clean?
It is.
That's the best place to go. The worst place is the gym or a gas station.
Yeah,
don't go there.
If you're a little constipated, all you got to do is go in there and go, hallelujah.
Yeah, it'll come right out.
Come on out.
And again, you've been listening to Shelty's Comedy Corner right here on the Craig Carlisle Show. Oh, my gosh, we've had a blast today. It's almost closing time, almost quitting time. Time for Taylor. You going to the gym here shortly?
Yep, right now.
And
as soon as we're done.
And we're headed to San Diego. We're going to have some fun. Shelty, where are you off to? We got 20 seconds. Where are you off to?
I just came back from a production meeting with the So Many Hats team. I'm in heaven right now. I'm so excited.
Oh, I love you all. See you all next week on the Craig Carlisle Show. Love y'all.
I hope you've enjoyed our show today. We've had a blast doing it. Make sure you check out the Craig Carlisle Show every Saturday, 3:30 Eastern, 12:30 Pacific, on blogtalkradio.com. If you've missed an episode, check out our archives. You won't want to miss it.